USA Radio News.
A bipartisan group of U.S. senators have arrived in Warsaw to meet the U.S. ambassador to Poland. Senators Rob Portman of Ohio, Roger Wicker of Mississippi, Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, and Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut will also be meeting with U.S. troops from the 82nd Airborne Division. President Biden has said if the U.S. sends in any sort of American forces to fight in Ukraine, it's the start of a greater conflict.
We respond, it is World War III, but we have a sacred obligation on NATO territory, a sacred obligation, Article 5.
A powerful late winter storm is leaving thousands in the dark along the East Coast. The storm's high winds and heavy snowfall have left more than 140,000 people without power Saturday. The National Weather Service has put around 16 million people under a winter storm warning from Tennessee to Maine. Strong wind gusts and low visibility also caused a 70-vehicle pileup in central Pennsylvania Saturday, injuring multiple people. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As many as 12 missiles struck near a sprawling U.S. consulate complex in the northern Iraqi city of Erbil in what a U.S. defense official and an Iraqi official said was a strike launched from neighboring Iran. The Kurdish Interior Ministry says the attack caused only material damage and only one civilian was injured. So far, there's been no official claim of responsibility. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is warning there could be another year of high inflation. The latest data from the Labor Department shows consumer prices climbed 7.9% in February from a year ago, the largest annual increase since January of 1982. It's the end of an era as Joe Buck is reportedly leaving Fox for ESPN. The New York Post is reporting Buck will join his longtime broadcast partner Troy Aikman in the booth at ESPN for Monday Night Football, leaving Fox after almost 30 years. ESPN is expected to give him a 5-year deal worth up to $75 million. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Federal regulators are paving the way for truly driverless cars. They approved new rules that allow vehicles with self-driving systems to not have manual controls if they meet certain safety requirements. General Motors hopes to have a controlless self-driving vehicle on the road early next year. Rising gas prices will also affect you when you call an Uber.
The cost of an Uber ride is going up. The rideshare company said Friday it will charge drivers a fuel fee amid rising gas prices. Whether it's for a ride or for a meal delivered through Uber Eats, customers will pay a surcharge starting on Wednesday that will go straight to drivers. The fees will be in place for 60 days, at which point the company will reassess the situation. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The Tin Man's oil can from The Wizard of Oz is going up for auction. Opening bids start at $50,000 for the original prop from the 1939 musical. The item is part of GWS Auctions Artifacts of Hollywood and Music Collection and is currently on display at the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences Museum in Los Angeles. And speaking of auctions, rare Steve Jobs memorabilia is up for sale. Items including an issue of Macworld signed by Jobs, a signed 1971 yearbook from his high school, a few of his business cards are all up for auction until March 17th. According to Reuters, the prized item for sale is a 1976 check signed by Jobs that's already reached over $60,000 in bidding. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Russell.